You're listening to 88.9 FM in HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. Earth Day is coming up on April 22nd. It's a day to celebrate nature and raise environmental awareness. At the Environmental Studies Center in Jensen Beach, every day is Earth Day. They're having an Earth Day celebration open house and native plant sale on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Diane Pierce is the coordinator of the center, and to her, Earth Day is special.
It's the center of what we do. I think one of the great quotes is, before we expect the next generation to take care of this world, they need to learn to love it. And that's what we hope to do with our program.
The students who come to the center are from elementary and middle schools in Martin County. Each class gets to come for one day every school year. The center provides the classes with curriculum prior to the visit. It's also open to the public during school hours. The center is located in what used to be Jensen Beach Elementary School. It's on the west side of Indian River Drive. The hallways are outside. Each classroom door is a different color.
This is the orange door. This is where we start with kindergarten children, and they learn about turtles, tortoises, and terrapins.
The room with the orange door is set up like a typical kindergarten classroom. There's a large green chalkboard on one wall. The opposite wall has a smart board, which is an interactive whiteboard that uses touch. A few computers sit along the same wall where children can learn about manatees. In the middle of the room are small wooden chairs arranged in a U shape facing the chalkboard. What's unique about these chairs is that each one has been painted by students with different designs featuring fish, turtles, and other sea life. Michelle Fowler is a teacher at the center.
Inside this room, as you can see, half of it's a museum. And so the children get to explore the museum part, and they get to touch all these cool things that we have in here, the sea turtle bones and shells and animal skulls, and look through the magnifying glasses, pick up the shells.
The next room is the red room, where the freshwater turtles live.
This guy's a red-eared slider, and he's always a favorite with the kids because he's pretty big, and we teach them that if they have a long tail, it's a boy, short tail's a girl, and this one's a boy, he's a big boy. So they like this guy. And then we have a cooter here.
Moving on, the yellow room is a small lab lined with stereoscopes, which are microscopes with two eye holes instead of one. That's where the students can examine objects and organisms they find at the beach. But the room the students really love is what's known as the wet lab.
We have two touch tanks. This one and this one, children can pick up the things that are in here, get to know them a little better, see what they look like, what they feel like, what they smell like. We tell them not to use their sense of taste.
The touch tanks have harmless animals, such as horseshoe and hermit crabs, and an animal called a sea cucumber. There are other tanks that aren't touch tanks, with a variety of living things, such as blue crabs, seahorses, and live coral. There's even a shark tank with a 3-foot Nerf shark. We were able to watch him eat. Fowler brought out a small cutting board with raw, chopped pieces of squid. She put a chunk on the end of a wooden stick. The shark swam to the corner of the tank and aggressively chomped at the food.
Listen to that. Oh. Listen to this.
Wow.
Oh, and he got it. You should see the children's faces. Kind of like yours.
One of the main attractions at the Environmental Studies Center is the tank where Scuttle the sea turtle lives. A new tank is expected this summer. The theme for this year's event is the Year of the Turtle, and it's on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Find out more on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.